This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk clothes.
What?
What are you wearing for Thanksgiving?
Oh, my very best sweatpants. Loose as can be, comfortable as can be after I stuff my face.
I love that when I looked at you and said, let's talk clothes, you were like, wait, what? What are we doing here?
I thought I was missing something. No. I forgot something.
We are talking clothes, but we're talking about your Thanksgiving wardrobe. Because I feel like when you show up to Thanksgiving, there are two types of people. They're the type of people who are like, this is a family tradition. You dress up. You look nice. It's a nice sit-down dinner. And then there are the people who are like, nah, we're going to stuff our face. Like, I'm going to be comfortable.
Yeah, I prefer those people.
Yeah, that's you?
You know, I've dressed up once in my life. It was my first ever Thanksgiving in America. I was 18 years old. My first girlfriend from South Carolina. She had the most, like, redneck family of all time.
And you dressed up?
Lived in the middle of nowhere, and they made me dress up in like a suit. And then, you know, they pray around the dinner table, they shoot skeet, and it was an experience. Ever since then, I've never dressed up again.
Okay, I've never gone that far where it's like suits and like super dressed up, but I do kind of, I guess not super fancy, but I like to at least look good, make sure the boys have like a nice flannel on, because we have to like take the picture.
Oh, you do take photos?
And then once we take a picture, then it's like, all right, boys, you know, go put on your play clothes, because I know they're going to go out back and they're going to play football and run around and get dirty.
Okay, so your Thanksgiving, you get dressed in the morning for photos and then you can get into more comfier clothes.
Yeah, usually, because it's always at my parents' house. So I'll dress nice, eat, and then as soon as we're done eating, I put on my yoga pants and sweatshirt.
It's the best, though. Thanksgiving is football and food for me and beer. I want to be comfortable. I don't want these jeans feeling tight. I don't want to have to unbuckle a button. I respect people do it like more traditionally. I just avoid that.
The best was when I was pregnant, but I was like newly pregnant, but I was still trying to like, well, the baby's hungry. And I had on my maternity jeans, which they're super stretchy. Like they have elastic on the sides of them. And I told Art, I said, even next year when I'm not pregnant, I'm going to wear these again. Like it was the best thing to wear to Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll get you a pair of maternity jeans.
Yes. So they look, the ones that look formal, so yes. It looks like you wear real jeans, but they're really so comfortable. Please. Christmas gift.
Let's take a little poll. When it comes to your Thanksgiving dinner, do you dress up or are you more casual? What are you wearing next week?
888-431-3764. We want to hear from you this morning. Every time I visit Australia, I love telling my childhood friends about Thanksgiving.
Oh, because, yeah, because you guys don't have it there.
No, it doesn't exist, and it is just the best holiday. Everything I love in life. Football, beer, and food. We give thanks through gluttonous behavior. You can't beat that. But there's two types of, you know, Thanksgivings. There's the people that dress formally, or there's the people that just love to dress casually.
I love this when Joey from the 951 weighed in and says, what we wear to Thanksgiving is our respective NFL team jerseys. Everyone roots against the Cowboys. It's a family tradition. I don't think anybody's rooting for the Cowboys right now, not even Cowboys fans.
I don't think you have to worry about them winning this year either. Yeah. They are awful. 424 says, nice winter sweater. Never been pregnant, but always have a pair of maternity jeans bought just for the occasion so I can pick out. Yes!
That is amazing.
I want maternity jeans.
That might be the best one so far. 951 weighed in says, we're going to be casual this year because we're going to be on a cruise for Thanksgiving.
That's a change up.
That is. It reminds me of Christmas with the Cranks.
We're more in the middle, says the 909. Start with jeans and a nice shirt. But like Kelly, I bring clothes to my kids to change into since they just run around and play with their cousins.
Yeah, you got to get the picture. Do it for the gram. Take the picture.
Do it for
and
the gram.
Then, yeah, then get comfortable. I've been seeing it's popping up on my TikTok, all these like athleisure sets so that like it looks cute, but it doesn't look like too comfy. And I'm like, there's no way I could pull that off. I would show up looking like I'm in my pajamas. Like some girls, it's like, oh, that's really cute. Do you look comfy and cute? Not me. It'll be like, oh, did you brush your teeth?
If there is a clothing brand that is good enough to pull off a formal outfit that's really loose and just, you know, fabric and nice, it'd be a bestseller if you could 100%. Wear that to a party.
Well, and that's why sometimes I opt for a dress because I'm like, well, it gives me a little more breathing room. Probably not an option for you.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that.
No dress this year?
No dress.
You're going to stick to like your workout clothes?
It just never appealed to me wearing a dress. I don't know why.
Well, and wearing like workout clothes, like yoga pants, is that almost like a slap in the face to workout clothes? Because there's no intention of working out on Thanksgiving.
I've never thought about that. They make them for a reason, but they use for the complete opposite reason, just to stuff your face.